For this episode of Brazil'd, I'll be recapping a 2024 California Craft Beer Summit, a craft beer summit here in California that advocates for California's craft beer industry. And I'll be recapping it here in Brazil'd, but first...
Let us begin.
Cheers, everybody. Welcome to Brazil'd. I'm your host, Brandon, and for this episode of Brazil'd, I'll be recapping a 2024 California Craft Beer Summit, which was held here in Sacramento, California from March 12th to March 14th. The California Craft Beer Summit was held to help promote and also advocate for California's craft beer industry, and this year's was also an excellent event, just like last year's California Craft Beer Summit. For some highlights of this year's California Craft Beer Summit, for the days at the Capitol where California craft brewers lobbied to also help protect the California craft beer industry, 40 breweries held meetings at the Capitol, which were 91 meetings with legislators, and also held a reception that had 160 people in attendance for California Days at the Capitol for California craft brewers who advocated for bills they want to see get passed, and also those they also do not want to see get passed, in order to help better protect California's craft beer industry from the legislative side. And also, for the official day of the summit, Rob Todd from Allagash Brewing Company in Maine was a keynote speaker. Now, I attended a speaking event from Rob Todd because Rob Todd really gave a very thoughtful speech about his own history in craft brewing and also where industry is going right now, along with the challenges currently facing California's craft beer industry, but also the craft beer industry nationwide as well. Because right now, the craft beer industry is in a really weird spot right now in terms of trends and changes of drinking and also beverage preferences, but also business challenges as well. I mean, right now, craft beer is also right now, in my view, in a really difficult time right now, but I definitely do believe that will pass, and I'll talk about that later in the episode. From over Rob Todd and Allagash Brewing Company, he's done collaborations with Crown of Hops, Sierra Nevada, and also Urban Roots here in Sacramento, California. And also Rob Todd talked about his own experiences and challenges in the craft beer industry, and also how the craft beer industry faced its own challenges in the 1990s. And here we are right now in the 2020s, as currently the California craft beer industry and the beer industry nationwide is facing a whole new set of challenges, both economically and also changes in trends and drinking preferences. But here's the thing though, the beer industry is no stranger to challenges, and I definitely do believe these challenges will pass and the industry will survive, but also adapt at the same time. After Rob Todd's speech, there is also an update as well about the economic side about craft beer and where the industry is going, also challenges it currently faces, along with some possible challenges it could face. For some notes on this speech, it was said that 2023 is a really challenging year for the beer industry, and that 2024 will also be another challenging year as well. So I think what we're seeing here right now is that the craft beer industry and also the beer industry as a whole is still facing challenges in the post-COVID world, but it's not just COVID, it's also changes, a shifting economic landscape, and also younger drinkers not seeing beer as their beverage of choice, as seltzers right now are also on the rise, along with kombucha and ciders, which are also rivals of craft beer in a changing market that changes and gets more complex by the day. From what I saw in this speech, we can see a correction in the craft beer industry. There are currently 10,000 breweries in the United States, and that number could also drop as the years pass on. How far the number drops, we just don't know. Also, the beer industry is getting more mature right now given all this growth and the challenges that come along with all that growth, so maybe it does stand to reason we can see fewer breweries in the United States. With the 10,000 we have right now, I don't know how far the number will drop, but for now though, the craft beer industry is mature, and also having a very large number of breweries in the United States. Can all of them survive? Probably not. But also, here in Sacramento, California, and probably with other beer scenes here in the United States, there are always new breweries opening up. When one brewery closes, another one takes its place. We see that here in Sacramento happen every year. We probably see here in Sacramento probably about 2 breweries close down each year, probably a little more than that. But new breweries also take their place and join Sacramento's craft beer industry, and I think we'll probably see that in other brewery scenes around the United States. So yeah, we're seeing closures and a large number of breweries, but I don't think that's going to be deterring anybody from opening their own brewery. I mean, new breweries open up all the time. I mean, over in Oakland right now, Brick's Factory just opened up recently, and I definitely want to check them out and also pre-cap that experience here on the Brazil'd podcast. So what's seen as a negative outlook right now for the craft beer industry are probably seeing some breweries from the 10,000 breweries closed down over the years, but new breweries will always take their place. So I think we're probably some nihilistic and also pessimistic attitudes here in the beer industry, and that's understandable because the coronavirus and also the economic impact of that really did damage the craft beer industry in a really damaging way. I mean, some breweries right now are still struggling and also struggling to stay open and also survive as well given the current economic landscape. I mean, there's a lot of factors to this as well. I mean, the cost of supplies, employment expenses, and also dealing with seltzers, kombuchas, and younger drinkers not preferring craft beer at the moment. But also told people this at the summit, and that was, I started off sober curious. I didn't get into craft beer at age 29, and I've been a craft beer drinker now for 10 years. So I'm thinking that those in their early 20s right now were probably getting into craft beer probably in their later 20s or probably early 30s. I think all this right now is just a phase they'll eventually pass on in the craft beer industry and also the beer industry as a whole, because I think even though things right now are tough, I think things will get better as years pass on. But yes, right now the craft beer industry is facing a lot of challenges and probably its own existential crisis in terms of what it does and how it proceeds. I mean, low ABV beers and non-alcoholic beers were also discussed at the summit as well, and there's also a seminar devoted to just no alcohol beers, and there's even one at the press reception as well, as Sierra Nevada now brews a no alcohol beer, which I tried out. I mean, it's pretty interesting, not bad actually, but I think right now it's part of the adjustment for the California craft beer industry and for the beer industry as a whole is to probably brew low ABV beers and probably beers containing no alcohol. I think that would be part of the transition for the beer industry and also for craft breweries here in California. But also, what does that mean for more traditional beer styles such as pilsners, lagers, doppelbocks, and IPAs, stouts and porters, and more? What does that mean for those classical beer styles? Can they coexist in this new world? I definitely think they can, and they will. For another curious thought at the summit, there was also mentions of probably challenges in how craft beer is marketed in the next few years. For example, there's mention of an effort in New Hampshire to prohibit seeing cartoon characters being on labels or beer cans and also for alcoholic beverages. Now that there's happening in New Hampshire, I did ask those at the summit to see that happening here in California, and the answer was there is no outlook nor any concern about the happening here in California, and if it also were to happen here in California, I don't see that getting any success, let alone any passage in a legislature, given how craft beer is also an essential part and a strong part to California's economy. So even though right now it's happening in New Hampshire, I don't see such an effort happening here in California, let alone having any kind of success, because art and craft beer are synonymous with one another, and also local artists have their art and beer cans on some occasions in breweries here throughout California. So even though it's happening in New Hampshire, I don't see that happening here in California anytime soon, let alone having any kind of success. But it's also very much a scary thing to think about when you really do think about such a thing happening in New Hampshire, because the future happens in California, and it didn't happen here in California, thankfully. However, though, it's happening right now in New Hampshire. How far can that get? I don't know, but I don't see any worries about that coming out here to California. And here's why I say this, because the California Craft Brewers Association is really good at advocating for California craft breweries and also communicating with legislators to help protect the civil rights and the business of the California craft beer industry. That is why I don't see that happening here in California anytime soon, let alone having any kind of success. That is why I don't see that happening anytime soon here in California, because from what they have with the California Craft Brewers Association, who advocates and also protects California's craft beer industry, and that there is also a major asset to have for the beer industry here in California. That is why I don't see that happening anytime soon. But there's also a comment made at one of the speaking engagements about the beer industry having what is called a Joe Camel moment. Remember Joe Camel? He was a mascot for Camel cigarettes back in the 90s that was part of a major marketing campaign. That there eventually went away given pressure against the cigarette companies and the tobacco industry to also cease operating and also marketing cigarettes and tobacco products using animated characters. And Joe Camel is a prime example of what happened to the tobacco industry back in the 90s. There was a comment made that the beer industry could have its own Joe Camel moment. That there's also something I'm really skeptical about, but also something to keep an eye on in the foreseeable future, because if that does happen and succeeds, it could also damage the craft beer industry, but also I don't see that happening anytime soon. For an update about bills being passed to the California State Legislature, there is a bill called AB 2174, which is also sponsored by the California Craft Brewers Association. For this bill known as AB 2174, it deals with catering permits for beer makers to sell their own beer at various public events, and also events such as weddings, street fairs, conventions, and also sporting events. It is currently still being worked on, and it could also result in a possible call to action to get this bill passed. For the seminars, there was a seminar sponsored by Omega Yeast that was also a tasting seminar for two beers, both of them IPAs from Russian River Brewing. They were called RND IPA number 40, and the other was called RND IPA number 41. Both are classified as research and development, and are also not sold in stores. They're both contained in ABV at 6.5%, and are both canned in March of this year, and are also brewed with Amarillo, Azteca, Citra, Strata, and Simcoe hops. There was a slight difference in these beers from the tasting. From my tasting of these beers, one was more hoppier than the other, and also not as citrusy, and also drier and hoppier. For the other one, I thought that was more citrusy with the taste, and also easier to drink, and also not as bitter, and also more fruity on the flavor. Both of these were IPAs in the research and development phase. From the seminar with tasting these beers in the research and development phase, it was a great way to look at yeast, and how much of a role yeast plays in the beer making process. Both of these beers, these IPAs, were prime examples of the yeast process, of the brewing process, and also really played a big role in terms of how we taste beer, and also identify key differences in the flavors. I definitely loved the seminar. It was well attended, it was a full room, and also a very fascinating topic as well, because yeast, water, barley, and hops are all the key ingredients in making beer, but lately in the past year, brewers have told me that yeast is their main ingredient, and their favorite one, and also when they prioritize in the beer making process, and a seminar from Omega Labs, and also Russian River really did show a prime example of that, and also was very indeed a fascinating topic. For the trade floor, there are vendors there from hop farmers, such as the California Hop Co-op, who also gave me free hop samples I could use for future home brewing projects. Additional vendors included brewing equipment, and also food pairings as well. A prime example of food pairings came from Three Weavers Brewing Company down in Englewood, and also Mulvaney's here in Sacramento, California. Three Weavers provided the beer, which was a Kolsch, and also Mulvaney's provided the food, which was corned beef, cabbage on bread, for an excellent beer and food pairing with this Kolsch and the corned beef. It was an excellent food and beer pairing because when you had the Kolsch and the corned beef, you definitely sensed that malty flavor in the food and the beer pairing, showing the power of food and beer pairings and how the right beer pairing and the right food pairing can make a big difference in how you have food and beer at the same time. An excellent collaboration between Three Weavers and Mulvaney's. I loved it, and hope to see more of that next year at next year's California Craft Beer Summit, because beer and food are synonymous with one another, and they also pair well with one another when done the right way. And this seminar between Mulvaney's and Three Weavers, it was done in a really good way. So that there's my recap of this year's 2024 California Craft Beer Summit. It was an excellent summit full of spirited people from the California craft beer industry who were optimistic about the future. Yes, there are challenges currently facing right now the California craft beer industry with changes in drinking trends and also economic challenges and also growth challenges as well. But I definitely do believe, like I said earlier, the craft beer industry here in California and also beyond will survive. Yeah, there are new beverages out there such as ciders, seltzers, and kombuchas, and also those not drinking right now from younger ages. But I think all that would change as the years go by, as more become more into craft beer who are once sober curious. I'm definitely a prime example of that myself. So I definitely do believe, despite this pessimism and also negativity that we're seeing right now to California craft beer industry, overall, the California craft beer industry and those I spoke with are positive about the future. They know there are challenges happening this year. They know that 2024 will be a challenging year, but they know the industry will survive and get through these challenges. And what I saw at this year's California Craft Beer Summit, the industry is ready to embrace the challenge, and they know how to survive. They know what they have to do, and they're also willing to collaborate with one another in order to help the California craft beer industry survive into the future and also far beyond. From here on out, the story does continue post the summit in terms of what happens next after the California Craft Beer Summit, and I'll be here to cover here in the Brew Cell podcast, but covering more trends in the California craft beer industry and also beyond as well, but also following up on these topics and how changes come from the end of this year's California Craft Beer Summit to the next one next year in 2025. For now, though, that should do for me this episode of Brew Stilled. Please do tell your friends and family about this podcast, and please rate this podcast on your desired podcast directory, as feedback is always appreciated. Also, please check out this podcast over on Instagram at Brew Stilled Podcast over on Instagram. Please stay tuned for future craft beer coverage, guest interviews, NFL season coverage, including other topics of interest. I'm your host, Brandon. Thank you for joining me, and also next time. And until then, be brewed and be distilled, folks. Cheers.